Division 1A girls hockey champions once again, Albert Lea. Tigers in a thriller last night. Hear all the action right here on Kate Radio. Overtime win against Dodge County. Head coach Albert Lea, Mark Goskison, joins us. And Mark, a good afternoon and congratulations on a big win last night as your team is headed back to state.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron.
Now let's break down this game last night because there's a lot to talk about. And I want to kind of take it a period by period. You talked about it being key, or a big key to the game was penalties. I know Matt Erickson talked about it during our broadcast as well. Your team ends up taking a 7 penalties in the first two periods. I'm sure as a head coach that probably was a little frustrating.
Yeah, it is. Luckily enough, I guess we've had a lot of penalties, so we've got a decent penalty kill too. There's that part.
Absolutely. And your team, and that's why, the third period was obviously a lot different. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. But, you look at this game, and it's a 1-1 hockey game after two periods, and your team, again, taking 7 penalties, and it's still a tie hockey game. I mean, your team had to be feeling pretty good about themselves going into the second intermission because, again, you take that many penalties, your team is being outshot in the scoreboard, and it's still a tie game. Did you talk about that during the second intermission, saying, hey, you know what, it's still a tie game even though we have not played our best hockey?
Yeah, for sure. When at that point, I think we only had like 4 shots on net, and you just keep going and grinding, and stuff will go your way, but you just got to, don't give up.
Now let's talk about the goals last night. Hannah Austinson, she gave your team a 1-0 lead in that second period. Your team is down 2-1 in the third period, 10:27 mark, on the power play. Now Dodge County all of a sudden started taking penalties, a lot of them, in that third period. Talk about that goal. Sydney Coker on the assist, and Lily Steven, she had half a net to shoot at, and she made sure to find the back of it. Talk about that game-tying goal.
Yeah, that was a huge one. And I was super proud of Lily, and last year she was the first player to put the puck in the net at state too. So she's just, she's not always on the scoreboard, but she's a force to be reckoned with.
Mark Goskison again, head coach of the state-bound Albert Lea girls hockey team, joining us here on Kate Radio. And before we talk about overtime, well, you know what? I take that back. Let's talk about before that tying goal. They scored shorthanded to go up 2-1. You have to be pretty happy with the way your team continued to fight because, again, you give up a shorthanded goal in the third period. Sometimes that can take the wind out of the sail, but I mean, you got to like the grit your team had last night.
Yeah, they just kept grinding away. And, we go through things in practice. And, the overtime goal is something that, you keep practicing, going back to the point. Somebody's screening the goalie because there's either have to screen or get the goalie to move. And just a couple plays before that, we had Hannah come down the ice past the Haley. Haley put it across, and Morgan missed the net on a one-timer. That was it. And just a couple minutes later, it comes back to the point, and we had the screen out front, and it was, Olivia put that puck in the net, passed from Hannah, and it was, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that final goal from the blue line, and again, your team was on the power play, taking advantage of another Dodge County penalty. I mean, the goal goes in, the celebration begins. I mean, what were you feeling as a head coach? Again, penalties. You held their team 1-for-9 on the power play, which is amazing against a team that's scoring 32% of the time on the power play. Shots on goal 30-11. And somehow your team finds a way to win. I mean, talk about the initial reaction after Ellsworth's game winner went through the back of the net there in overtime.
Well, I don't think it still hit me yet. It's hit me yet that we won. So, it takes a lot to process through that. And, I'm so proud of every single one of the girls. They just keep you know, working hard and grinding, and, you know, they deserve it. You know, they all work so hard and they play well together, and I'm just super happy for them.
Goaltending helps win playoff games. We know that. Helps you win at state. Jada Moyer made 28 saves last night. The sophomore goaltender pulled out some amazing saves, and you needed every single one of them in that win last night. Talk about the performance by your sophomore goaltender.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she's grown as a, you know, a player, you know, throughout the years. And, she's just a great little player, great little goalie, a great little human. Just love these girls. That's all I can say.
Mark Goskison, head coach, the Albert League girls hockey team, state bound for the second year in a row. And let's talk about the crowd last night, the Albert Lee fan section making noise. I know the boys hockey team was there cheering on the girls. I talk about the atmosphere at the Four Seasons Center last night.
Yeah, there were a bunch of past players that were there. Lucy Stay had come down and after her practice. She had come in, she plays for Bethel. She came down after practice, and her and Abby Chalmers came in the locker room, gave a little speech. And, you know, it's, you just see all the past players, you know, standing around the rink, and it's just, you know, it's a great thing.
Albert Lee celebrating 25 years of girls hockey this year. And what a great way to cap off the celebration with a visit to the state tournament. So Mark, this weekend we'll learn who your team is playing at one time, or at what time, I should say. It's going to be a Wednesday matchup. I'm assuming that's how it works. Is it sometime that I hear Sunday when you guys will talk about seating?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure. There's a whole lot of emails and paperwork and stuff they have to do before all this goes on. And, yeah, there is a seating meeting, and I don't know if it's going to be like last year that we're kind of open in the – just roll the dice and we get you get type thing. And yeah, I'm assuming we play Wednesday, either 11 or 1 or something like that, I think we're the times. And you know, it's going to be another one of those deals where you pull up to the Xcel Energy Center and that the door opens and the bus drives in the bottom of it and you're just like, this is just unreal. Yeah.
No, I think you hit it right on the head that the team will be a random draw. They probably won't be a top five seed. So either the 6, 7, or 8 seed for Albert Lee. And like Mark mentioned, yeah, 11 o'clock and then a 1 or 2. Or if you get the, I guess what would be the final seed against the top seeded team, it'd be a 6 o'clock game coming up on Wednesday night. And of course, we'll have all the action for you right here on Kate Radio. So you had a few practices to go. Does the preparation for this year's state tournament, is it easier because the girls have so much experience with how this works from last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll, you know, it's even in the locker room, they were more calm. I don't know if calm's really the word to say. But, you know, more like a relaxed feeling, but yet still pumped up. So it's, but you could tell there wasn't a lot of the nervous, I don't know, there's things that they just kind of overcame, in that third period too, that, you know, I just, you know, when we practice this week, you know, we have practice tonight, it's going to be kind of just a stretch, and, you know, talk about what's going to go on next week and we'll go from there.
Mark Goskison, head coach, the Albert Lee girls hockey team, state-bound. Yes, state-bound for the second year in a row, second time in school history, going to the big dance at the Xcel Energy Center coming up on Wednesday. Win or lose, they will have a second game in St. Paul. You win one of your first two games, you'll play in a championship game if you win the first two. If you go 1-1, third place game. If you also go 1-1, where you lose the first one, win the second, you play for a consolation title. Mark, we'll talk to you next week before the team laces up the skates and gets ready for their state tournament game. Again, congratulations on the victory last night. Enjoy the continued celebration this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you very much, Aaron.